Baby, y'all see what they're doing with that Section E program, huh? It's crazy how they're doing everything. So if you've been on Section E.
Section 8 payments are going to be paused because of the government shutdown. This landlord just received a letter from the housing authority saying that after mid-November, which is like right now, payments are going to be paused. Now, one of the biggest things to this whole Section 8 situation is going to be permanent funding cuts. Because the current administration is like, okay, there's just way too many people on food stamps, way too many people on Section 8. This is kind of weird. And we're going to be seeing a lot of these Section 8 layoffs and basically evictions very, very soon. I mean, you already have a lot of landlords out there voicing their frustration when it comes to Section 8 tenants, like how a lot of people just don't pay rent, even though the portion of rent is so incredibly small, and she doesn't want the units, refusing to leave, and forcing the landlord to take her to court, costing them both time and money and legal fees. And by the way, that woman's legal fees, the taxpayers are going to be the ones paying for it. This is just getting out of control. Check out some of these videos.
So, but the ones who in my comments swearing they know some shit, talking about some, oh, she mad because she didn't get it. What to say? Oh, okay. But here you go. Here y'all go, since y'all want it so bad, since I'm ungrateful, since I don't want to depend on the government anymore, since I don't want them to do anything for me anymore, here, take it, have it. Because I don't got to motherfucker let these motherfuckers keep doing that little portion for me. If I'm paying 80% of my rent, I might as well pay it off. Y'all talk about some, oh, Section 8 help you buy houses. Okay, if I knew that, I would have said that too. But nobody knew that. The fuck, like, y'all be on this motherfucker thinking that y'all clocking tea and y'all really be drinking nothing but piss. But like I said, here y'all go. Y'all want it? Here, come and take it. Be controlled, be limited to incomes and everything else, because that's all you're going to get being on Section 8, love, besides them helping.
Check out this beauty and the nightmare it becomes when you have to evict the tenant who knows what they're doing. Okay, I know you guys love to hear the nightmare stories. So this was a lady that moved down here from New Jersey and got Section 8. You earned my tax dollars paying for that house. So at this point, Section 8 is paying probably 80% of her rent and she is paying the other 20%. Well, from day one, she stops paying her 20%, which means as the landlord, I can evict her. Which I'm going to, but you know, I work with people, and so I'm working with her. Well, fast forward, this has been about 6 months, and she has never paid a dime, and we're going through the process of evicting her. So when someone stops making payments, you have to send them a letter, give them a chance to catch it up, then you file for eviction. What that entails is they get a letter from the sheriff, then the sheriff shows up and says, hey, you've got to be in court on this day. You go to the court, all right? Magistrate, usually within, I don't know, 45 days. Well, they go to the magistrate, they show up, they're meeting with legal aid. Legal aid asks for a continuance. So they push it back another 30 days, right? Again, this lady's good. 30 days goes by, you show up, the magistrate does what the magistrate does, and they rule in your favor because, of course, you've got all the right paperwork, blah, blah, blah. And boom, bang the gavel, you get the property back. She appeals. Now, you have to hire an attorney and go to district court. Keep in mind, this whole time, she has free legal aid, your my tax dollars paying for this, to represent her and make sure that she's not being taken advantage of by us evil landlords. Well, district court, to get that scheduled, takes much longer. So we're probably 3 months out for district court. The whole time she's not paying rent. The whole time, not paying rent. We go to district court. I show up. I don't show up. My property manager shows up. The attorney shows up. And they have all the paperwork, right? Legal aid says, we need more time. So now we're back at district court. They're in the court. I want to say, I'm not making this stuff up. I think they were in court 4 hours. And this legal aid attorney's just trying to make a name for themselves, right? They're the blah, 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 arguing this, arguing that. The judge is hearing all of it. And they decide to throw the whole thing out because There is one form that has to be signed. I think it's called the domestic form, domestic violence form. It has to be signed by all tenants amongst the other 30 forms that I'm not a property manager. I don't know why it has to be signed, but they do. Was not signed. So they dismissed the case. I'm not kidding, folks. This is literally what happens. And then granted, in 20 years, it's probably been the longest eviction case I've ever had. But you start the process all over again. She signs the form. You're taking her to magistrate court. And ultimately, we're going to win. We always win because it's just justice. And she knows what she's doing. She absolutely knows what she's doing. Now, one good thing is she can't deny me access to the property. So we just showed up. And the property's in, as you would expect it to be, with her dog inside and her trashy self. And so we'll get the property back. We'll do the, you know, fix-ups like we always do, and we'll actually get a good quality tenant in there. But keep that in mind. This is a lesson on evictions.
I just want to let the girlies know, whoever's on Section 8 and get low income, y'all know Trump has limited y'all time to 2 years. And y'all, you know, I do believe the ones that truly do need it, like the elderly and the disabled, cool. But mothers that's been on there like 10 or 12 plus fucking years for no reason and they ain't did nothing with their life but studies living on Section 8, they don't deserve that at all whatsoever. They don't deserve to just keep living off Section 8. I don't care what nobody says. I don't care. Like I said, Trump gave y'all 2 years exactly to get y'all shit together. 2 years. He gave y'all 2 years. And no, I'm not no... I ain't no Trump fan. But he not wrong. He not wrong. So I truly hope that y'all really listening and taking this shit serious. Because that's what y'all voted for. He gave y'all 2 years. He said after the 2 years, your Section 8 is getting wiped. No matter if you have a backup plan or not, you are getting wiped. This bill is coming into effect now. So y'all better get ready. It's about to get real out here.
So I hear they're finally getting rid of Section 8 for a lot of people who don't need it. And I think that's good. I mean, the time of living on the government dole is over. To be honest with you, if you're an able-bodied person who can work, why not get your ass up and go and get a job? Unless you're elderly, disabled, or sick, come on. We got some of us out here, we working 2-3 jobs, and you can't even take one. So let this be a lesson to y'all. All y'all do lay around and wait for the government to pay y'all bills, it's coming to an end. And I hope you were preparing, which a lot of you wasn't. Because instead of standing on those sneaker lines, trying to get the newest pair of Jordans, you should have been standing in line for a job. The only people I really feel sorry for is the landlords, because they were used to getting that check every first of the month. And now, people are gonna have to grind and get that check. But yeah, if it is ending, I'm happy, because I'm tired of paying room and board for people who turn around and turn their back on this country and hate this country. Meanwhile, we're subsidizing you. Bonnet crew, you know who I'm talking about. And others. Yes, we got some Caucasians also in the trailers. We talking about you too. Since black folk don't like to be talked about alone, they gotta, you know, you gotta point out everybody. But yeah, it's time for you to put something in the pot if you want something out of it. I mean, we should not see generations. I mean, generations of men and women on Section 8 and getting public assistance. Enough is enough, and something's gotta give.
Hey guys, so I just seen another video, and the lady was basically talking about how like Section 8 is a trap, like how it ruined her life. And I actually had this conversation with my mom. So we was talking about how Section 8 is like a trap to keep you like in poverty. Cause you know, like when you have Section 8, you gotta make a certain amount of money. Like you have to make a certain amount to stay there. Like you gotta be broke. So a lot of people get in Section 8 and they're like so used to it. Like they enjoy having all their free stuff. And like who wouldn't like in this day and age? But you gotta think, like they get so caught up in the, oh, I can't make a certain amount so that I can keep my Section 8. So it keeps you broke. And then it's like, you know, like it keeps you it keeps that generational poverty instead of creating generational wealth, which is what white people do for their kids. And it's just a whole, it's a really deep rabbit hole that we need to discuss.
So CHA or Section 8 in Chicago has not paid us in 3 months, now going on 4. There are 2 Section 8 tenants in our building. They're paying for one and have been, but the other one has been there for 3 months and they continue to say, oh, our bad next month. Oh, our bad next month. I am missing May, June, and July, and they're going to pay it in August. But the tenant is coming in and paying her portion of the rent. But CHA has, we're talking almost $3,000. It's going to be more than that by the time we get to August for the August 1st payment. Like, what can I do? Has anybody dealt with this? Like, it's Chicago. I've never, like, they're paying another tenant, but they're not paying this one's. Like, I would have been evicted a tenant if it wasn't, like, I don't even, what the heck?
How does somebody who's been on Section 8 for 10 years get put off just like that? So I have this friend, right? And she's also a property manager. She just told me the most heartbreaking story that I've heard thus far. But for the people who be running around saying, oh, why doesn't nobody take Section 8? Listen up real quick. It is not the landlords all the time. Section 8 means is getting entirely too impossible to meet. They want too much from landlords, and here's why. One of my good friends, she's a landlord as well. She has a tenant who's been on Section 8 for 10 years, right? And the tenant is now losing her Section 8 because her apartment does not have a vent in the bathroom. It didn't have a vent for the last 10 years she's been living there. So now they're adding new rules and new clauses on what gets approved and what doesn't get approved. They are evicting this disabled old lady for the home not having the proper equipment in it, I guess. Some of these houses have been built years and years and years ago before that was even a thing. So now there's one little minor thing causing this lady to lose her Section 8 after 10 years. That's when people be like, it's the landlord, it's the landlord. If you were a landlord, would you rather spend thousands of dollars creating something that's not even in her home? Like, you literally have to build a whole new infrastructure in her bathroom just so she have ventilation. If somebody figured out you was doing that and they requested one, you have to give it to them or that creates nepotism. So to avoid the nepotism and spending all of that money, they're not going to spend all that money just to get the bare minimum from Section 8. So that's why they declined to put the fan in this lady's bathroom. This poor lady, she has called everybody that she could to try and get a new inspector. But unfortunately for her, these are the rules on Section 8 now. While it passed 9 other times, year 10 didn't pass for her. But unfortunately for this lady, she's on a fixed income, so she's not going to be able to afford living on a fixed income and paying regular rent. That's it. The government just hangs this lady out to dry. And the story just broke my heart. Like, even if we wanted to take Section 8 out here in some of these properties, they want you to have the Taj Mahal. They want these apartments to be immaculate and the demand is entirely too high. Section 8 is requiring the landlords to do the unaccomplishable. Like, literally, this is how this building is. Putting an exhaust in a bathroom, it would require building a whole new infrastructure so that the exhaust would be able to have somewhere to exit out. You can't have an exhaust in the bathroom sucking out air and living in the walls. That's going to create more problems than what is needed. So what do you think the landlord is going to do? They're not going to build it. And then that lady loses her Section 8 because Section 8 is sitting there wanting something that wasn't even there to begin with. It's just sad. My heart goes out for that lady, and I'm baffled. I'm lost for words right now. But that's just to give y'all a little insight.
A rebuttal from our last video about public assistance. Don't get it twisted. I grew up on a lot of these programs. I grew up on Section 8. I grew up with my mother having to utilize Social Security benefits. So I understand. But I also saw the nuances of the programs. And I also seen where they can keep people stagnant. I didn't see the growth in the programs. I seen people get stuck in that mentality that they needed these programs to live. So, and I seen it throughout my community. And I already know we're not the only community that uses these programs. Matter of fact, the YT community uses these programs more than us, from the Section 8s to the Social Security to the EBT food stamps to Medicaid, Medicare, whatever they using, they use this stuff more than us. So I'm not saying we are the main beneficiaries of these programs, but I see how they keep you stagnant. I see how they don't allow you to make a certain amount of money. I see how they basically monitor your life, because they feel like if we giving you this, you better not be doing anything else to better your life. Like I just seen a story of a woman could possibly get 10 years for basically making food in our house, using her EBT benefits to get the supplies to sell the food out of house. They talking about giving a woman 10 years. Hopefully she don't get that. But look at that. Just for using EBT, she trying to better her life, or, you know, try to make some other money, because, you know, the programs basically don't give you nothing. You're not really getting a bunch. You getting enough just to barely survive with a lot of these programs. So a lot of people got to make other ways to make money. So your best bet is to utilize these programs to get in school, get a trade if you are an able-bodied person. Get a trade, figure out a plan, and if you have kids, work something out to where y'all together, where y'all locked in. Y'all locked in, you know, because at this point in time, it's expensive to live. And at this point in time, you need to be making up a 5-year plan where you're not going to need this assistance in the near future, because they monitor your life and you don't want to get stuck on this stuff and be dependent on this stuff for the rest of your life. And also have to fight for it in politics, when these politicians really could give you a lot of the tools you need to better your life while you on the assistance. They'll make it better for you to better your life while you on the assistance. And that's the type of stuff we need to be fighting for. Where you could get a trade easier, where you could get into school easier. The ones that really want to make a difference in their life. So that's my follow-up on public assistance. Salute.
Why are y'all so heartless? Why are y'all so heartless? I don't get it. Like, from one video, y'all really want to get me kicked out my apartment? For what? For what? Now I'm most hated. Ain't I just a mother? Ain't I just a human trying to live? Y'all hate me for being a human trying to live? Y'all hate me that much? Are you serious right now? Like, seriously. I'm just trying to make it. Trying to make it in a world I ain't never had no guidance in. Like, they say what you laugh at will make you cry later, right? I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry I made the video. Sorry I made a video. Now y'all call my management and tell them y'all was lying.
I'm so happy that Section 8 changing the requirement. now you can only be on there for 2 years. And thank the freaking Lord. Because it be so many cases where folks' dead ass be on their thing for years. It be to the point their children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren be on their freaking list. That's why the waiting list always be so freaking long. Now, a lot of laws I don't agree with, but that's here nor there. But that one, yes, I definitely agree. Give other people a chance. So now you got 2 years to rack your stuff up, unless you disabled. If you disabled, this don't apply to you. And I feel that's going to drop sooner or later, too. But hey, that's here nor there. But they actually doing something that's making sense. I said what I said. I bet y'all start getting y'all lazy asses up now.
All right, y'all. So tell me when I get home yesterday, I'm walking through one of the lounges, and it's a pool table there, right? But, bro, this dude got a whole... Now, he's not getting his haircut, but his homeboy and other homeboy must cut each other hair because dude sitting in the seat, dude cutting her, big ring light, music playing, Pitbull laying on the lounge couch, sofa, big chair, bro. Listen, this is, no offense, bro. I don't care who I live with amongst whatever, right? As long as you just, you know, keep it cool. Just don't bring that ghetto-ness here, right? But that's my problem that I have with some Section 8 tenants, right? Because, like, on the East Coast, for sure, like, well, federally, legally, landlords can discriminate, you know, against potential tenants, whatever like that, for plethora of reasons. But in this case, this would be like income-based discrimination. Like federally, a landlord can't discriminate against you where, you know, based on where you get your income. So for instance, someone who, you know, want to live in a luxury high-rise building, right? They can have a voucher where the voucher pays the difference of what they pay. Most Section 8 tenants pay 30% of their income. All right, keyword, 30% of their income to pay for the apartment, you know, that they're living in, and the difference is paid for by the government or whatever agency. All right, so legally, federally, landlord, private landlords, public landlords, it doesn't matter if you own, you know, well, there is an exception. If you are a private landlord who also occupies a unit on the premises and there's a small limited amount of units, then that landlord, you know, is not particularly subject to those regulations. But for all the landlords, they're definitely subject to it. You know, there have been a case, well, I know there's recently an open case on a different high-rise, luxury high-rise apartment who has been accused of income discrimination because they are making their rent so high that it's pricing out people with vouchers. So it's just not my building. It's all luxury or just all buildings in general where people want to rent. You know, landlords cannot, you know, reject them because they have a voucher. But like I said, I don't care if you have a voucher. I just don't want you bringing ghetto-ness to the building. And it's not only that, like, this same dude just moved in with his grandmama. I'm not even sure if he's gonna lease. Like, y'all about to be a Karen, bro, and email the leasing office because we just got new property management, too. Like, bro, I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that. Last weekend, he was posted up outside by the dog park because we have a dog park at our building, drinking and smoking with like 3 or 4 other people. You know what I'm saying? And the reason why he do all this stuff outside or downstairs in a lounges area is because, I'm pretty sure either he's not on the lease or he, you know, possibly is on the lease. But I know that residence is not his, it's just him only. It's definitely like an older woman there. So I know if it's his mother, his grandmother. But that's not just it. I got plenty of stories and just issues and that I just have with some people who Section 8. And just like I said, I don't care if you have Section 8. You don't, you conduct yourself and just act accordingly. But, you know, there's just some people, like this one girl got about 3 kids. She come to the events that we have at the unit, the building, bring her kids, right? No problem, which is no problem with her bringing the kids. But she goes to sit down and do whatever she doing and just be kicking back, chilling. And meanwhile, her kids be running all over the rooftop. Damn, this is not a place for your kids to be. This is not a playground for your kids to be ripping and running. We all the way on the roof. And this is a social event where there are all adults here and the only kids here are your kids. Okay? Because most events, they're serving alcohol and stuff like that, and, you know, food or whatever like that. You know, of course, they come for the food and stuff like that. But then there's another lady. She's the grandmother, and I know the daughter stays with her in that unit, but the daughter, I've never seen a daughter. It's always the grandmother coming down the stroller with a kid in the stroller and another kid, and then she'd be making, like, 10 plates. So y'all, I'm not exaggerating. She'd be making, like, 10 plates, holding up the line. Like, we had a brunch not too long ago. Bro, I'm, like, two people behind her, bro. She literally grabbed, like, all the bacon that was, like, in the pot. She was grabbing everything because she was making so many plates, bro. It'd be pissing me off, bro, because, ma'am, listen. I have many other stories, but I just don't want to see ghetto ness. I work too hard. I pay too much money. Like, I just do better, people. Just because you got a Section 8 voucher doesn't mean you got to be ghetto. Doesn't mean you have to be tasteless and classless. Like, I just want you to have some class. That's all. So, I don't care how you get your rent paid. Just have some class.
Your food stamps is never, ever, ever coming back. I need you guys to realize this shit. The government shutdown will remain shut down. To all your food stamps, all your government assistance will be no longer available. It's never coming back. It's time for you guys to get uncomfortable. Get your ass up. Go work. This is over. It's never coming back. Food stamps been out for decades now. It's never coming back. It's just a reality that we all gonna have to deal with. I know there are a lot of you that is unable to go out and work. There's plenty of jobs you guys can do from the house. Customer service jobs. Anything like home jobs, y'all can do that shit. It's possible. You just gotta look for it. But your food stamps, your government assistance is not coming back. And this is the unfortunate reality. So, to all the people that's waiting for the government to come up with a plan, not coming back. This is it. Not coming back for y'all. This dude in the office is telling you guys straight up to get your ass up and go get a job. In reality, this motherfucker don't give a fuck about none of us at all. People much rather starve the entire population. Did you guys remember? The reason why he came back in office, it wasn't because of Biden. He wanted to get his get back. To all the people that voted for him, he's getting you back as well. And I'm pretty sure some of you guys realize it. Because most of y'all that voted for this man in the office right now are on food stamps. And some of you are old. Y'all can't really provide for yourself. Y'all can't really get a job. Y'all got one arm. Like, never gave a fuck about y'all. That's the whole point of this video. It's not coming back. To all the Trump supporters that supported this man, I know half of you guys are on food stamps and y'all rely on the food stamps. So, I'm not bashing y'all. I'm not shaming y'all for who y'all voted for. But me personally, if you ask me who did I vote for, nobody. I don't believe in none of these people at all. If we can have Jesus Christ as president, yes, I'll pick Jesus Christ over these people. But letting you know right now, your food stamps not coming back. Even if it does, let's say if they come back with it, it's just going to be a repeated cycle. They're going to try to shut it down again. To the point where it would never come back again. This country is in massive debt. And they know it. And the only way for them to deal with that debt is to go to war. When you go to war, somehow your economy, all that debt goes away. Sound real fucked up. Once again, it's time to go find a job. Great. Your own kingdom as a man and as a woman. But your food stamps, Missy. It's not coming back.